You tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9. It's a beautiful, beautiful Thursday. That is the Thursday just before Friday. And have you always had the dream of becoming the next great Namibian producer? This is for you. Now, Soul Candy has teamed up with Boston to bring you a revolutionary new approach to digital music and composition. Now, this is one-of-a-kind program that essentially seamlessly integrates that's modern music composition with all the latest music production. Now, that was a song by one of the beneficiaries and one of the students thereof, and his name is Luminous, who we have live in studio today. How you doing, man?
I'm all good, man. How you doing?
Always good. Thank you for making time to come through and grace us with your good music.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, thank you. Now, Soul Candy is now essentially bringing about a new a new type of teaching, and essentially a new type of program. As I mentioned earlier, it seamlessly integrates modern music composition with the latest music production. And you are music, you are a producer yourself. Now, why music production? Is music production something you've always wanted to do? Why did you dive into this particular area?
Well, how I got into music production was I was always into art. I've always been drawing and things like that. And then one day a friend told me about a program called FL Studio. I eventually got into it, and then it just became a bit of an obsession, bit of an addiction, if you can call it that, where I just started making music every day and, like, you know, growing, and it became a bit of a, it was a new form, a new art form to kind of delve into. So yeah, that was one of the major attractions of it. I never really thought I would be getting into it, but it just seems logical in, like, looking back.
Yeah. And I mean, music production is beautiful. And I always appreciate, because sometimes people think music is very simple to kind of grasp. And you hear a lot of sounds, and you hear a lot of you hear a mix, essentially. And sometimes you're like, I can do this. But it's not always that simple. Now, how has been the journey with reference to music production for you?
Well, it's I guess we all start out trying to, you know, copy someone that we like, you know, a certain type of music that we listen to and we want to, you know, replicate. And we kind of start out making that kind of music, and then you start figuring out all these other facets of, you know, music, and starting to listen with, like, a critical ear to things you hear on the radio and things people perform and so on. You start to blend it into what you're making, and yeah, you become aware of more, like, different types of music that you hear in films, things like that. So those are all things that I've been, you know, incorporating into my music ever since I started making it, and ever since I got that producer kind of mentality of, like, listening critically to things. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Now, we did listen to one of your tracks now, and that one is called Faults. Now, why Faults? Why did you title it Faults? And maybe can you dive into the track and what it's about?
Well, Faults is... well, it's a big, like, it's an instrumental piece. My music is very, like, you know, it sounds like film music. And I like to draw from films as well. So that was the vocal that you heard there was sampled from a movie called Thoroughbreds.
Okay.
Which is about a girl and her friend who doesn't seem to have feelings. But at the end of the film, you kind of start to wonder, who is the actual person that doesn't have the feelings? Is it the one who was portrayed as not having feelings, or the one that does have the feelings? And so using that, it kind of became apparent to me after I watched it, like, a few times, because it was the music also drew me in of that form. After, you know, kind of analyzing, or, like, just watching it again, I realized that, you know, she was the one with the fault, you know. So I named it after that, and it has a bit of a, you know, melancholy vibe, so it worked, you know. It sat perfectly on the track, and I think it worked out.
Wow. Now, being part of Soul Candy, the Soul Candy Boston campus, and this particular program, what are you looking forward to taking away from this program? Because I know this is something that I think is long overdue, and I don't think there's a lot of platforms that allow for this. So what are you looking forward to in taking away from this particular program?
Well, I guess a lot of us who are making music in this, you know, modern world, we're not all very, like, technically trained. We haven't been sent to music schools at a young age. We haven't been, you know, exposed to that kind of side of it. We all just kind of learned by trial and error, and, like, emulating people that we like. So this brings in that side, that technical aspect of learning scales, learning, music theory, learning what you're actually manipulating when you're manipulating all these sounds in your digital audio workstation, like FL Studio or Ableton.
Mm-hmm.
Ableton is what we're using. So learning Ableton has also been a bit of a, it's been an asset, especially with its, you know, performative aspect and things like that. So it works out. It makes, I think it adds a bit of a performative aspect to being a producer. You can go out and produce and perform your music, sorry.
Yeah.
So that is something that I'm looking forward to being able to, you know, use in going forward.
Awesome. And then have you performed your music live anywhere in like the past few days or few years?
In the few years I did, I haven't really done many electronic performances, but I did do one where a friend of mine, Jules, and I performed a track together that we had produced. He plays sax, so he played sax live, and then I kind of dialed in everything on stage for this one track that we did, and
is that Jules from Netherlands? Yes,
from Netherlands.
Awesome. Oh, cool guy.
Yeah.
Now it's 11:43. We'll be diving into one of your other songs called Ace Coat. And I'm not very good at Afrikaans, but that's ice cold, right?
Yeah.
Can you explain to us maybe about the song and what it is about?
Well, that's a song, that's a remix of a track by Cassidy Caron. It was one of the tracks that I felt stood out on his album. It was it was insane. So I felt drawn to it, and I tried to, you know, add my touch to it, and that's my remix of it. And shout out to Cassidy Caron for letting me play it.
Awesome. Now before I let you go, where can we find you? Do you have music out there that we can listen to? Do you have your social media out there we can follow and make sure to be part of your journey as you essentially become this producer, and eventually when you get big we want to be like, we followed him.
Well, I'm on Instagram and on Instagram as @_luminous247 underscore. That's the handle. And then my music is available on, you know, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube. Under luminous sound. That's where people can find it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Luminous, for making time to come into studio and gracing us with your music.
Thanks so much, man.
Awesome. That is Luminous, courtesy of Soul Candy, bringing a new approach to digital music and music composition as well. It's 11:44. We'll be diving into one of his other songs. We listened to Faults, and then we're going to be checking into Afrikaans song, that is Ace Goat. Sit back, relax. It's Fresh FM 102.9, the heart and soul of Namibia.